Dear Hamza, I've been dating my girl for about a year. We started off depolarized as fuck. Throughout the months, I have learned more about masculine and feminine energy from the way of the superior man. We met when we were both 16 and 17. She was a virgin and very nice and a loving feminine woman. She has an anxious attachment style and I seem to have more of a distance. I believe that being distant is part of masculine energy to focus on one's purpose. Her home life is very toxic where her parents are constantly fighting and she has taken on a very poor anxiety and mental health because of it. Recently, I have been more busy and focused on productive tasks to help me achieve my long-term goals. She doesn't understand that I can't spend all the time with her. I know feminine energy has to do with this issue. She says we need to spend more time together. Yeah, but what girl doesn't say that, man? I found myself a woman who says she wants to improve. Every time I tell her that she shouldn't be friends with D-gen girls and guys who want to fuck her, she says okay. But she still talks to those people and jokes with her guy friends at work. She still uses TikTok and Insta, even though I told her they're not good for her. It's like I want to change her whole personality. What would you say to this for everyone who's watching this? What would you already say at this? If you're trying to change a girl completely, she's not the right girl. Her baseline is too poor for you, for your standards, and you've just gotten with her because of low standards and just the connection that's been built up already, and because of scarcity, because you don't have other women. For every question that I do these Dear Hamzas to, and for every like relationship advice that people ask me for, always, always, always visualize two of your 10 out of 10s sucking your cock. Always visualize two of your 10 out of 10 girls, whoever like is a 10 out of 10 for you, basically like giving you a double blowjob, and then ask yourself the same question that you were going to ask. Because suddenly if you have that level of abundance of options, you realize a lot of the bullshit gets thrown away. Would you still be with this girl if you had other girls who were better quality and more attractive? Of course not. So this isn't the girl for you. I want to change her whole personality. That's what happens when you date with low standards. And then after a while, you actually want someone who's better and you try and merge your girl into it. Your girl sounds like a degenerate. She's not that bad. Obviously, she could be a really lovely girl, but she sounds like a girl who's basically below your standards and you've just chosen to stay with her. I'm just going to be totally fucking ruthless. I'm not going to waste your time with this. She's just not good enough for you. I need to know if I need to improve on my relationship skills or if I should break up with her and find someone else who already does the good habits later. 100%. This is what you should be looking for. This idea that, you know, relationships are for growing together. Yes, 100%. When both people have already started off at an awesome level. If you want to change her starting position, her baseline, because it's too poor, she's a degenerate, she's brain dead, then that's not acceptable. You basically want a woman who's better than that. Now, if you meet a woman who's got an amazing baseline, doesn't have guy friends, doesn't have D-gen ho friends, doesn't listen to, you know, like disgusting rap music, or doesn't watch porn, doesn't drink alcohol, doesn't smoke weed. You want to meet a girl who's already got those things, who's got an incredible baseline and like a foundation, and then you grow with her from there. You don't want to grow with a girl who's starting super low, because the brutal truth is, which many men will agree with, your girl at some point will snap back to her foundation, especially when you guys have some kind of problem. So if you start with a girl who's got male friends and you're this masculine guy who's telling her, you know, like, oh, you should do better and you don't need male friends, and she listens to you, fine. When you guys have some kind of problem, which inevitably happens in relationships, you go through conflict, even the best relationships have conflict, she's going to snap back to what her life was like beforehand. She's suddenly going to start texting those same guys. She's suddenly going to like start smoking weed again. She's suddenly going to start like drowning herself in content. So you must pick a woman who has the kind of baseline that you wouldn't feel disgusted or anxious about if she goes back to that baseline when you guys have a problem. This is why you want to meet a woman whose father isn't a pussy. You want to meet a woman whose father is strong, masculine, and loving towards his wife, and they're still together. Because then this way, when you and your woman, not if, but when you and your woman have some problems and she, you know, she's kind of integrating a bit more back into her family, her strong father figure is going to tell her, no, fix those problems with him. He's your man. You go fix it. That's your family now. You don't want a woman with a weak father who doesn't live in the household, who's been kicked out by his mother because he's been such a bitch or something. You don't want a woman whose, you know, mother is like this. You don't want a woman whose family are degenerates. You don't want a woman whose friends are degenerates, because that's who she'll be going to for relationship advice once you guys have some kind of problems. And you don't want them fucking poisoning her ear and telling her like all bullshit and telling her, oh, no, come out. Just come out and have some drinks. Come out and, you know, like, oh, you know, fucking Rory, or I don't know, fucking Tyrone really wants to hang out with you. You know, I'm going to go and smoke weed with him. You should come too, girl. I don't have many close masculine friends and I need help. Yeah, well, it's good that you posted this. Yeah, that's my brutal advice. I know that it's completely heartless. You guys look happy and stuff and you said that she's a really good quality girl. But if there's certain things that you just can't accept about your woman and they're non-negotiable, like for example, for me, it's non-negotiable that she can't have guy friends. It's non-negotiable that she can't have degen friends. It's non-negotiable that she can't be a consumer. She can have like TikTok and Instagram if she's using it for something productive or kind of like adorable, like, you know, dog photos to share to her 50 followers, which are her friends and family, that's fine. But if she's actually like consuming, she's basically just brain dead and subhuman, and I don't date women like that, so I don't think you should too. Arian said, aight bro, all people are wired differently, which is the first thing you need to understand. I think telling someone not to do something because it's bad for them makes sense in our head, but our reasoning doesn't seem justified for them. This is the thing, like, this is what men need to reclaim in modern relationships. If you are the captain of the ship, you are the person who controls the relationship. You should be fairly controlling as a man because you should be the fucking guy who's controlling the ship, the relationship. And so if you say to your woman, these are our values and our rules for the relationship, we don't hang out with bad quality people who try and pull us together, and she fights that and she argues against it and she betrays that rule, then she's not compatible with you. This is not a disrespect to her. It's just that you guys are not compatible. She should be with an idiot who doesn't think that her having male friends and degenerate female friends is a problem. You're not an idiot. You're too based for that. And so you're just incompatible. You can start day one of moving on and trying to find a more compatible girl right now. Or you could start this 3 months from now and go through another 3 months of pain. I think a big issue is probably the fact that she hasn't stopped talking to the degenerate guys, mainly girls. That could be because she seeks validation and never received it from her family. Exactly. That this is a terrible issue to have. They're going to be in her ear telling her to cheat, telling her to do this bullshit bakwas. You never want to have your girl being close to a single degenerate person. It's like having a castle that you have built with your hands. You have built a fucking castle with your hands, and then randomly you've just left a massive hole in the back of it, like a place for the barbarians to penetrate. That's what like a lot of modern, especially Western women are like. They're like, they basically just open up the gates of your castle and let the barbarians with erect penises walk right in. You need the kind of queen to your castle who holds it down, who keeps it even more secure than when you're there, who makes sure that no fucking barbarians who can get in. She keeps herself reserved away from the window so the barbarians can't see her there, because she's not stupid and knows what life is actually about. She knows, because she's not stupid, that men want to fuck her. She knows, because she's not stupid, that if she's got a degenerate female friend, she'd be more likely to also do something stupid. You want to have a girl who's got some like fucking common sense, who's got some good traits, man. Like every day I'm giving advice to young guys like this, and the answer is always like, it's a little bit disrespectful to her, but I don't give a fuck. It's like, you need to just be told, man, just increase your fucking standards, bro. You've got higher standards than this. You want a better woman who does these good habits, and so fucking go find her. Why would you stay with a woman that you've got nice feelings with, emotions, and you don't even think she's good enough to the point that you want to change her? Here's a little fact. You can help a woman grow, but you can't really change her. So if there's a woman that you think is genuinely amazing and you are so impressed and she's already on a great path and you just, like, you know, your masculine direction is to help her more on that path, awesome. But if your woman is completely directionless, shitty path in life, shitty family, shitty friends, bad habits, it's not your job to save or to fix a woman. It's your job to take a woman who's already high quality and make her better whilst being on your side. You don't save women. Any woman that needs saving is basically too far past saving anyway. Trust me when I say, and also don't save her. She don't want to be saved as well. Especially, yeah, because she doesn't fucking want to be saved, bro. You're telling her don't be friends and stuff. She doesn't want to be saved. She doesn't want to live the life that you want to live. And so, like, understand that. She's telling you straight up, looking you in the face and saying, no, I'm not going to do the thing. Like, I'm not going to go in the direction that you want to go into. This is where you want to go. This is like the rules you've set for the relationship. This is where we'll go if you stop being a degenerate, if you stop hanging out with male friends. And she doesn't want to go there. She doesn't want to go there. So if you had any respect for yourself, you'd see this and be like, yeah, fuck it, man. She doesn't even want to like go in the same direction that I do. This is no disrespect to her. It's just both of you want different things. You want more of a serious, traditional, high quality woman. She wants to go and hang out with her male friends. I've been the male friend before, by the way. You wouldn't want someone like me to be your woman's male friend. You need to work on yourself a lot more as well, because you cannot change someone's entire personality if you feel like you've got some stuff to sort out on your end, which would need some deep reflecting. That's a good point. As a man and just as a human being, you always, always need to make sure that you are stood on solid ground, that if you're telling your woman to make some progress, you need to have already been making that progress yourself. That being said, I don't think that that's really the issue here. This is the issue of both of you just wanting different lives, and she doesn't want to go where your ship is going. Your situation is a mix of improving your relationship skills and her needing to understand your side of things. Personally, if my girl kept entertaining texts with guys that want to fuck her and texting these 7 girls, I'd leave 100%. If you have standards for yourself and if you respect yourself, this is what all men would say. Only pussies would disagree with this. If she's entertaining guys who would fuck her if she asked them to, she's not stupid. She's doing this because she doesn't like you enough. It seems like you guys are staring into different directions. There are plenty of feminine women. Do more reflecting and get some other opinions on it. Hope this helps. That's a really good comment. Hamza Ibrahim said, stay with her till you become the man that you desire. The reason she's not changing right now. The reason she's not changing right now is because she doesn't respect you enough yet. That's true. Once you've built your... I mean, that's true, but also it's also about what the woman genuinely wants as well. Like, it's certainly a level of respect, but it's also that she just genuinely doesn't want to go in the same direction that you do, which is fine. It's just like, then why would you be together? You're only together because you don't have options, by the way. You're only together because you're a low status young man. Because again, if you had 2 10 out of 10 girls right now who wanted to be with you and wanted to go in the direction that you want to go in life and would give you the best fucking guac guac 3000 of your life and let you have threesomes with them, suddenly you'd be like, what, who? My ex? Who was that again, right? So don't think that like, oh yeah, she's so high quality. Always visualize to yourself, if you had 2 10 out of 10s that really wanted you right now and they were down to have threesomes and they were also awesome quality girls, they'd literally be good mothers as well, would you still care about the current girl that you're thinking about? Maybe not. Most of male problems in relationships comes from a lack of options. It comes because you're basically like a low status young man because you haven't built yourself up yet and you don't have the options with other girls. Once you've built your value enough, she will listen to what you say. No, not exactly. This isn't a blanket rule. If she loves you and respects you, fine. But the thing is, you can be a very high value man and you can have complete like idiot girls still not respect what you say. You think Hamza has a problem with this girl deleting Instagram and TikTok? Probably not. No, I messaged my girl saying I don't like that you use Instagram and she deleted it after that text. If she didn't, I probably wouldn't have been with her. Because it's just fucking weird, bro. If she's using it for something productive, business, you know, cute, wholesome thing, fine. But if she's using it to basically market herself as a sex object, which many women do, I can't have respect for you, bro. I almost want to slap you in the face for being a bitch, bro. Honestly, if your girl's literally posting like sexual pictures and she's literally marketing herself on the internet to other men who are looking at her, she's doing it, right? What kind of man are you? Are you a bitch? If she's like fucking hanging out with guys that want to fuck her and she's getting them ready so that she can go sleep with one of them the moment that you mess up, and you aren't like ending the relationship because she's acting like this, what kind of boy are you? That's disgusting. It's hard to respect a guy who's like that. Also, learn to communicate your points better and have reasoning. Watch how Andrew Tate argues points and learn from that. If you can explain it in a way that clicks in her head, you can get her to do anything. Now, I disagree with this point. Explaining things in a way that gets a woman to click in her head, a lot of it is about the guy you are. It's not about the words that you use. It's the guy you are, how valuable you are, and how like much she genuinely wants to be with you. Because you can be a very high value man and a certain girl just doesn't even give a fuck. She's so brain dead, she doesn't even recognize your value or something, and so she's not going to listen to your rules or something. That can happen as well. I've had girls who, for example, didn't want to go in the direction that I was going in, even though clearly like I was a very high valued man and getting higher and higher. I was a very promising man full of potential, and they like a certain girl didn't want to stop partying or stop doing some bullshit, and so now she's like probably going to struggle for the rest of her life financially whilst I'm successful. Yeah, it's maybe to be honest, I'm not even like resentful or anything. It's just like a blanket statement. It's not about trying to convince a girl to follow you or anything. It's like if I look back through the relationships I've been on, it's not about the words that you use. It's just how much she actually likes and respects you because she's kind of compatible with you because you symbolize the traits that she's attracted to. So don't think of it as like, oh, you know, if I say it in a way, because that's just like poison for a man's mind, thinking, oh, if I say it in a way, you know, maybe she'll listen to me. Not really. I apologize if I've been too much of an asshole in this video, especially to the original post that Ivan, but sounds to me like you've got a hard decision to make. You've got a girl who you kind of enjoy spending time with right now, but you can't see anything serious in the future, which means that if you stay with her, you're a pussy, and every day that you wait, things will get worse. So my advice to you, the action step I'll say, is to break up immediately, because you can't see anything serious happen with her. She doesn't want to be with you seriously as well. Remember, don't listen to a woman's words if she says, I love you, or whatever. Look at her actions. A woman who wants to be with you will literally do everything that you say. If you tell her, like, I don't believe that this person's good for you, she'll take it seriously and she'll literally stop speaking to those people. I could not, I remember it in those days, like that this girl I was just speaking about a few years ago, and also when I was younger, but I could not imagine being a man who you're with a girl who doesn't take what you say seriously. Like, what an awful existence that must be, that you say to your girl, like, you shouldn't be hanging out with this guy, or you shouldn't be doing this, and she doesn't listen. Like, it's almost like a foreign concept to me now. If I ever have that, like, once with a girl, if I told her, like, I don't want you to do this, and she does it, I'm never going to speak to her again. Once you have like a certain level of respect and standards for yourself, you just have this like this selfish, no fucks given. I'm the fucking captain of the ship. I'm going where my life will take me. If she is willing to go into the same direction exactly how I want it, she can join for the ride, and she can have an amazing life here. When you see yourself as this like big dick, like powerful type of guy, you just can't accept this type of shit. And you can say that this is egotistical, this is crazy, but I would way rather be in the arrogant position that I am in right now, rather than be in the sort of beta male Jeffrey position where you're begging your girlfriend to stop speaking to guys that want to deep throat her, because that's just disgusting. That's horrible to be, not her, you, for you being in a situation where your girl won't even listen to your guidance, and you're trying to be this masculine guy trying to guide her to a good life, and she doesn't want to follow because she doesn't respect you or isn't attracted to you enough. You can't increase attraction. You can't really increase respect. It's just that you guys aren't really that compatible. So the only thing you actually can do in this situation is break up, which I know seems really absurd. Like, you know, you've been just posting a nice cute picture of you guys and you're kind of happy and everything, but she doesn't want to, basically she doesn't even want you. A woman who wants a man will literally like cross the world for him. She will do as he says, because that's what a feminine woman does. She's like, she just believes her father. She believes her husband. When she doesn't have that kind of trait, it means that she just doesn't have that much attraction in you. And she's probably feeling similar like you are, where she's kind of like, you know, I'm not too sure if I really want to be with him. My emotions are pulling me towards him, but like, I'm going to just entertain these other guys as secondary options. By the time she comes and tells you that she's going to break up with you and she's unsure about the relationship, she's already been getting closer to these guys. It's just, it's so absurd how men will stay in this situation. I really want to slap you, honestly. No offense. I really want to fucking bitch slap you to shock you awake and think, okay, bro, you own a castle. You've built this castle with your bare fucking hands, and your woman has brought in 4 barbarians inside of your castle gates, and they've all got erect penises, and you're telling me that she's still a high quality woman. Are you mad? Are you mad? Have you gone fucking crazy? She's a liability to your kingdom. She's brought in the barbarians who want her and who will take what you've gotten, and you still consider her to be a high quality woman. Get rid of her. Get rid. Go fucking find it. Go keep improving. Stay on Adonis Protocol. Keep improving, self-improvement. And go find a woman who would never do that. She brought the barbarians, the erect barbarians, into your castle. She's literally like, you know, just slowly teasing them, like fucking edging their dicks very slowly, whilst you're just there like, oh yeah, I'm a masculine guys, I've been reading The Way of the Superior Man. While she's there literally just like doing foreplay with them, basically, like internet foreplay. What the fuck? Have some respect for yourself. Can you imagine this visualization? How disgusted you'd be. Back in the kingdom days, what would you do? All of their heads on a pike, right? Now, we're not going to do that in the modern day, but at the very least, fucking block all of them. Fucking move on, bro. What is this? Like, sometimes you need, like, a guy to look at you and be like, what the fuck? Disgusting. A man with no self-respect. Disgusting. Your girl's stroking another man's cock, basically, like digitally right now. She's teasing him and getting him ready and replying to texts and basically making another man feel like he's going to penetrate her soon. And you're stupid enough to believe her when she says, oh, it's just a friend. The king needs to wake up, look downstairs, see the barbarian, see his whole wife, and decide what to do. Don't hurt anyone. Just fucking end the relationship. block her if you have to. Don't speak to any of these people involved in this. Go and find a better quality woman, bro. Go find a woman who, you know, a woman can be like nice and young and beautiful, and you know, she hasn't slept with many guys before you and stuff. But there's certain traits like this which are non-negotiable. It's non-negotiable. If she thinks that male friends are appropriate, she undeniably cannot be a high quality woman, especially if she's like flirting with them, especially if she has hoe friends. It's like, what you think out of the group of hoe girls, you think your girl is the only girl who isn't like a thot? Really? Really? Out of a group of like all degenerate girls that you know that they've been sucking and fucking, they've been like fucking this one guy, they've been doing this, going to parties, fucking their friends, boyfriends and shit. You think out of this group of girls, your girl is the only one who isn't a degenerate. Sometimes, bro, you need, like, you, my friend, need the red pill, honestly. There's certain guys out there that need to learn how to, like, love more and everything. You need to be red-pilled, my friend. You need to go and, go take the new red pill course that I just made for Adonis School. Because I'd honestly argue most guys are so blue-pilled that they really need to go and, like, learn how to be red-pilled and everything. And so I made a red pill course that I'm working on right now. They'll be released by the time, and it's about brutal shit that we need to talk about. The red pill can sound degenerate. I made this point here that it can be degenerate, but it's very important to have this stuff. And I teach like basically the kind of men that women want to fuck, how to avoid getting cucked, which means how to avoid like your girl cheating on you and then pretending that it's your child and everything else. And this course is available for guys inside of Adonis School. If you're not in Adonis School, you can join it with a second link in the description. If you're broke, you can join Adonis Gang, which is the first link in the description, and that's the free version where you get like up some of the stuff and you can go and join that as well. Apologies for being an ass. Actually, no, I'm not even sorry. I'm literally not even sorry. You deserve it. And I wish when I was younger and I was going through this shit, I really wish someone spoke to me without like apologizing and without acting like a pussy and all this. And someone looked at me and shook me and said, bro, she's a fucking thought. She literally has male friends who she's teasing right now. She's doing digital foreplay with these guys who want to sleep with her. She doesn't even fucking want to be with you. She just has these emotions that are tied to you. Being single is way better than that. Way better. And when you go and meet a woman who you realize really wants to be with you, who really wants to like follow your lead, who really like respects you so much that when you suggest something, she does it instantly, you're going to realize how much you are missing out on, because it's such a wonderful experience being in a relationship with a girl like that. That's what I wish for you. Do the hard work, especially when you don't feel like it. Mwah.